on Triple J.
This is 2014.
On Triple J tonight, that's Marmosets, the English band, and Move, Shake, Hide. Played that a couple of months ago, gave it another spin tonight because we're about to find out a lot more about this English five-piece group. Their debut record came out a few months ago in the UK. It's just been made locally available in Australia. It's called The Weird and Wonderful Marmosets. Now, they're a five-piece group and they're the ultimate family band. Three of them are McIntyres. There's Becca, who I'm about to speak to. She's the vocalist in the group. And her brothers, Sam and Josh, are on guitars and drums respectively. And then there's two Bottomleys in the group, Jack and Will. Let's find out all about the family connections. This is Becca McIntyre from Marmosets.
We're pretty much the ultimate school rock band, put it that way. We started in school together, and Sam and Jack, both the guitarists, became friends straight away for their love of guitars. And then we discovered, you know, their parents were quite musically talented, as well as our parents. And basically, teachers saw something in us and pushed us, and we started a rock club. Yeah, we're pretty much the ultimate school rock band.
Becca, did you just mention a rock club or something that you formed at school?
Yes, we did. That's literally what it was called. We entered a competition within school, and one of the music teachers was at the back, and he just thought, let's do something with this. We started a thing after school a couple of days a week, and he just got us writing, and then we started getting gigs. It was nice to, you know, put a name on the school, and they still talk about us now, which is pretty awesome. My sister left school not too long ago, because I'm the oldest of seven, you see. So we come from a big family.
Wow, I was going to ask you if there are other siblings. So did you say that there's seven of you all up?
Yep, I'm the oldest of seven, and the youngest is two. Oh. My mum's a machine.
Wow, that's amazing. But look, before we get on to your parents, because I wanted to talk about your family background as well, but were you called Marmosets when you were at school, when you were playing those shows?
We were called the Marmosets, but we've got rid of the okay. Because we thought that wasn't cool anymore to be the band, do you know what I mean? So, yeah, we've always been called Marmosets.
That's really fascinating. So let's talk about your parents. They're musically inclined. Are they players themselves?
Yes, I remember from day of born to now, always hearing my mum and dad playing piano with each other and singing and writing songs, which is pretty cool. One question I always get asked is, who are your idols? You know, what were you listening to growing up? And it was just pretty much my parents. They were writing their own songs, songs that people to this day haven't even heard. They showed us a real love for music. My mum's great with melodies, and I remember when we first started writing, my mum would just come into band practice when I was probably about 15, and she'll just start singing, and she'll be like, and then she'll start writing notes down and go, here you go, do this. So my mum really pushed me and really gave me confidence, showed me skills of being a songwriter straight away. But it was all a natural thing. It was never, you know, a push. You know, some people are just supposed to do what they're supposed to do. I really believe we're that kind of band, and we're lucky to have the family that we've got, and they've supported us all the way.
Yeah, that's amazing. And are both your parents into the music? I mean, do they sort of critique what you do, and do they listen to this album? What do they say to you?
They just cry. And they're just proud of us, to be honest.
The thing that I noticed straight away when I listened to the rest of this record, because Move, Shake, Hide I'd heard before, but when I heard the rest of the record, I actually just thought, you know, this singer really loves to sing. So primarily it came from your mother, but what is it like for you to get behind a microphone? How does it make you feel now to be the singer?
It's my thing that no one can touch, and that's my moment when I go on stage, because I'm a very emotional singer and I express everything. I don't hide anything. I have nothing to hide. I call it my thing. Do you know what I mean? It's like the one thing that no one can take away from me.
Yeah. Well, there is also that confidence. I mean, both in the lyrics, there's that sort of self-belief that comes through in a lot of the lyrics on this record, but there's also just a confidence behind the microphone. But I believe when you were recording this record, Becca, you know, this is about a year ago now, that you were hit with some sort of strange illness which kind of stopped you from doing your singing parts. How bad was it?
Yeah. It was almost like a depressional illness in a way. My body just shut down, basically. It was almost like someone didn't want me to do what I was supposed to do. That's literally what it felt like. And it's the most confusing state I've ever been in my life. Sometimes when you know you're trying to do good things, it's almost like the world doesn't want you to do it because they don't want you to share it. I don't know who that person is or what it is, but that's kind of the way I felt about what was going on. And it took a while, but eventually after Christmas, when I got rid of flu and stuff like that, we went down to London and I smashed it. I will admit that myself.
So there was a reason why maybe you just had to wait a little bit longer before you could get into the studio yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's all in right timing and form, and you have to go through a little bit of crappy things to be able to, you know, actually do what you need to do. So I'm glad that happened because it made me fight. And I think you can really hear that in the album with my vocals and, you know, the way I sing the lyrics. Cover up, cover up, cover up, cover up you. We're gonna live long.
This album, since it was released a few months ago in the UK, has just been given rave reviews from all sorts of English magazines. And Kerrang recently voted their number, this is Kerrang in the UK, they voted it the number two record of the year. And when I spoke to Becca this week, I asked her, was she expecting such universal praise for this record?
Not at all, not at all. Do you know what? It's more of a thing where it's like, thank God, like Finn, do you know what I mean? Like, we work really hard. We work really hard and we really believe in ourselves and what we do. And to be able to get that support from people, you know, hearing about all these reviews and all these people always turn up to the shelves, ultimately it's the best thing that's ever happened to any of us as human beings. So
I'd imagine 2015 is going to be a lot of travelling then. You're going to be taking this right around the world?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We've been going non-stop. Can't wait to get home, actually, for Christmas, to be quite honest.
Christmas must be a lot of fun, you know, with a family of, what, nine of you? Oh, hang on. Is it seven with your parents, or is it actually nine with your parents?
No, it's nine, and as well, we've actually got our Australian best friends come in to spend Christmas with us, which is awesome as well.
How do you have an Australian best friend?
Basically, we have a family called the Foleys, who are like the Australian versions of our family, and we met them one time when they came travelling. They did like a world tour with the whole family one time. The most beautiful family I've ever met in my life. And yeah, my mum just went, can you come for Christmas?
That's fantastic. Well, you've got to tour Australia because you've got plenty of places to stay, it sounds like.
Oh yeah, we do. We're ready for Australia. We just want to get there. It's like so bad. Because we've got quite a few fans in Australia, and they're always asking, when are you coming, when are you coming? We'll get there eventually, don't you worry.
The other thing, Becca, listening to this record, the other thing besides your vocals and how impressive that is and that side of the band is, also the way that you listen to each song and you go, oh, right, they're a hardcore band. Oh, no, they're not. They're a metal band. Hang on, they're rock? No, no, hang on, this is prog stuff. And then there's, straightforward punk stuff on the record too. It's all over the shop, which I think some people might find hard to kind of get their heads around because, you know, people want to categorise bands so quickly these days. But you really do cover a lot of genres on this record.
because we were born and write whatever we want. We get bored easily, you see. And I don't believe we're trying to find a sound still, do you know what I mean? It's like, we are a band called the Marmosets, we write what we want, and our album's called The Weird and Wonderful for a reason, so...
Yeah, you want to cover as much as you can, and it doesn't matter if it's weird to anyone else, it makes sense to you.
Exactly. You got it, mate.
Yeah. And the guitars as well, pay compliments as well to both Jack and Sam, because the guitaring on this record's really, really fantastic. And the sounds of the guitars are really great as well, and I had no idea who produced this record. And then when I found out that a guitarist, Larry Hibbert, actually produced the record, it seemed to make more sense because the guitar sounds are fantastic.
Oh, my God, the boys were in their complete own world, especially with Larry. It was just like guitar central. Like, they'd freak out as soon as they turn up and see, like, Larry's guitars and the ones that they hired. And it was such a beautiful process to watch them doing what they do during the recording progress with the guitars, because it was just, you just saw the love and the passion for their instrument, and they wouldn't stop till like 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, trying to get like a certain sound. It's pretty awesome. I wish I could be that cool.
In time.
Maybe, yeah.
I love that dedication. That's fantastic. Listen, fantastic to speak to you, Becca. All the best. Hopefully we'll see Marmosets in Australia for the first time next year. Enjoy Chrissy with that huge throng of people that no doubt will be at your place.
Yep. Thank you so much.